From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I'll begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. G20 Culture Ministerial Meeting brings the theme Culture for Sustainable Earth. Ministry of Education, Research and Technology holds Ruat Nusantara on the G20 Culture Ministers Meeting. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. G20 meeting in the field of culture at the ministerial level and high-level officials takes place in the Borobudur Temple area, Magelang, Central Java, from September 12 to 13, 2022. Director General of Culture at the Ministry of Education, Culture Research and Technology, Hilmar Farid, told reporters in Yogyakarta, Central Java on Sunday that the ministerial level officials who attend the event are from Germany, India, Indonesia, South Korea, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, England, United States, Singapore, and the United Arab Emirates. There are two themes in this event, namely culture for a sustainable earth and the idea of forming a global cultural fund. There are two themes. The first one is culture for sustainable earth. So we want to emphasize that for the future, this development paradigm must consider the culture in it. Because culture has many resources that can ensure that development is more sustainable. The second one is the idea of establishing a global fund for recovery in the cultural sector. In several countries, such as England and the United States, there is already a scheme, a post-pandemic scheme for artists and cultural workers, so they can work again because that sector was hit quite hard during the pandemic. Hilmar Farid further explained that Indonesia has a cultural endowment fund called Indonesiana Fund. However, according to Hilmar, there is no funding scheme at the global level because not all countries have a support scheme for cultural workers and artists. Therefore, this initiative is very necessary to restore and generate cultural expressions, good practices, and resources in the field of culture. In addition to meetings at the ministerial level and high-level officials that will produce joint statement, various arts and cultural activities are held in a series of G20 meetings, including Ruat Nusantara, or Cultural Dialogue, Kirab Budaya, or Cultural Carnival, Rapat Raksasa, or General Assembly, and G20 Orchestra. Deputy Governor of the Yogyakarta Special Region, Pakualam X, and Director General of Culture at the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Research and Technology, Hilmar Farid, met with representatives of indigenous peoples from all over Indonesia. This meeting took place at the Kapatihan Malioboro Complex, Yogyakarta on Sunday. This meeting is a series of Ruat Nusantara, part of the G20 agenda in the field of culture, which is held in the Borobudur Temple area, Magelang Regency, Central Java, from September 12 to 14, 2022. Director General Hilmar Farid conveyed that the spirit of this meeting is to jointly participate in recovery efforts and efforts to remain strong, like Yogyakarta's strong efforts in preserving its culture, in line with the G20 Presidency of Indonesia's theme, Recover Together, Recover Stronger.
Bahwa kita ada Ruatan Nusantara yang dilangsung.
We are holding Ruatan Nusantara, which is held in various places in Indonesia by various customary holders and native faith followers, is an expression of gratitude and a prayer so that culture can contribute to the preservation of our earth. And the theme chosen for this G20 Cultural Ministerial Meeting is Culture for Sustainable Earth. So the native faith followers, indigenous people actually give inspiration. I hope they inspire not only all of us in Indonesia, but also all over the world. On the same occasion, Deputy Governor Paku Alam X said that it was an honor for Yogyakarta to be the venue for the G20 Cultural Ministerial Meeting. The person in charge of the Ruat Nusantara, Julianus Limbeng, said that indigenous people and their various traditional rituals have been documented in the Ruat Nusantara event. Through Ruat Nusantara, we see that rituals are not just symbols but must be manifested in everyday life. The Indonesian Manpower Ministry will hold the G20 Labor and Employment Minister meetings in Bali from 12 to 14 September 2022, targeting to result in an agreed minister's declaration. This was informed by Minister of Manpower Ida Fauzia on Sunday. She said that the main target is for the G20 countries to agree on the G20 Labor and Employment Minister's Declaration, which had been discussed at the Employment Working Group EWG Forum. The G20 Labor and Employment Minister's Meeting, LEMM, under the G20 Indonesia Sherpa Track, is the ministerial-level meeting to follow up on the discussion results of the EWG meetings that have been held 5 times. Some issues talked about at the meeting were sustainable job creation, work safety and health, and an inclusive labor market. Let's move on with the international news. Queen Elizabeth's coffin arrived in Edinburgh on Sunday after a 6-hour journey from her summer home in the Scottish Highlands, past tens of thousands of mourners lining the route, many in somber silence, some applauding and others in tears. In an emotional tribute to his mother on Friday, the Queen's eldest son and the new monarch, King Charles, said she had begun a last great journey to join Prince Philip, her husband of 73 years who died last year. Her coffin was draped in the Royal Standard of Scotland, with the wreath on top made of flowers taken from the Balmoral estates, including sweet peas, one of Elizabeth's favorites. The journey from Balmoral was the first of a series of events leading up to the state funeral at the Westminster Abbey in London on September 19. The United States on Sunday observed the 21st anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, with President Joe Biden recalling American sacrifice and honoring the nearly 3,000 people killed when hijacked planes hit the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, and a Pennsylvania field. Relatives of victims, police officers, firefighters, and city leaders gathered at the National September 11 Memorial in Lower Manhattan, where the names of those who died there were read aloud in an hours-long ritual. They rang bells and held moments of silence 6 times, including at 8:46 a.m. and 9:03 a.m., the precise minutes the passenger jets struck the World Trade Center's North and South Towers. Authorities in southern Pakistan plan to breach the country's Indus Highway, a key transport link, to allow water to flow and prevent flooding in the town of Dadu, officials said on Sunday. There are at least 3 points in Dadu district where the Indus Highway is submerged, with traffic suspended for weeks, while Pakistan's other highway connecting the north and south has also been badly hit by the flood waters. UN agencies have begun work on assessing Pakistan's needs in order to develop a post-disaster reconstruction plan after the country's received 391 millimeters of rain, or nearly 190% more than 30 years average in July and August. Oil prices slipped during Asian trade on Monday as the prospect of further interest rates hikes in the United States and Europe to quell inflation and the imposition of strict COVID-19 restrictions in China overshadowed the global demand outlook. China's oil demand could contract for the first time in 2 decades this year as Beijing's zero COVID-19 policies keeps people at home during holidays and reduces fuel consumption. The European Central Bank and the Federal Reserve are prepared to increase interest rates further to tackle inflation, which could lift the value of US dollars against currencies, and make dollars-denominated oil more expensive for investors. Listener, now let's continue with Diplomatic Corner on Indonesia prepares the way for the United Nations Pandemic Prevention Preparedness and Response Agenda.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights: Indonesia prepares the way for the United Nations Pandemic Prevention, Preparedness and Response Agenda. Listeners, pandemic readiness is a priority for Indonesia. As a manifestation of this priority, Indonesia pioneered the holding of the high-level meeting, or HLM, on Pandemic Prevention, Preparedness and Response, PPR, at the United Nations headquarters in New York, USA in 2023. In its preparation, Indonesia continues to voice the involvement of World Health Organization, WHO, as a hub of knowledge and information. Indonesia also continues to emphasize the importance of comprehensive, inclusive, and interdisciplinary discussion on the PPR. This is in line with efforts to harmonize the PPR discussion in New York and Geneva. On September 2, 2022, the PPR core group, including Indonesia in it, presented and proposed a draft UN resolution which mandates the implementation of the PPR high-level meeting before the General Assembly. The draft resolution was successfully agreed upon by consensus with the support of 129 countries as co-sponsors. This strong support is a mandate for the President of the UN General Assembly to prepare for the implementation of the PPR high-level meeting. The PPR high-level meeting is expected to be the first high-level meeting and landmark for the pandemic preparedness agenda at the United Nations in New York. The meeting is believed to be able to garner political support from countries on the issue of pandemic preparedness in a bid to support the process of drafting a pandemic treaty at the United Nations in Geneva. South Africa's permanent representative to the United Nations in New York, representing the PPR core group, said that in 2023, this meeting will underscore the commitment of countries to integrate joint effort to prevent, improve preparedness and respond to a pandemic. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Semua yang kami angkasawan dan ikan setelah
We begin today in history with an event on September 12, 1923, when Islamic Union was founded. Islamic Union is an Islamic organization in Indonesia. It was founded in Bandung on September 12, 1923, by a group of Muslims who were interested in education and religious activities led by Haji Zamzam and Haji Muhammad Yunus. The organization of Islamic Union has spread in many provinces in Indonesia, such as in West Java, Jakarta, Riau, and Gorontalo. This organization is not a religious organization which is politically oriented, but focuses more on Islamic education and da'wah, and seeks to uphold Islamic teachings as a whole. Let's move on to the event on September 12, 1958, when Supomo passed away. Supomo is an Indonesian politician and lawyer who is known as the father of the Indonesian constitution. He is also known as the designer of the 1945 constitution, along with Sukarno and Muhammad Yamin. On September 12, 1959, Supomo passed away at the young age due to heart disease. He was buried in Solo, Central Java. On May 14, 1965, he was posthumously declared a national hero of Indonesia by President Sukarno. We entered in history with an event on September 12, 2007 about the earthquake in Bengkulu. The Bengkulu earthquake in 2007 was a series of earthquakes that occurred off the coast of Bengkulu in Sumatra. This earthquake caused a tsunami warning on the coast of the Indian Ocean. The initial earthquake measuring 7.9 magnitudes occurred on September 12, 2007. The epicenter was located approximately 10 kilometers underground, about 105 kilometers off the coast of Sumatra. This main earthquake was followed by a series of aftershocks on the same fault. The main earthquake was also followed by 1 meter high tidal wave, which then inundated at least 300 houses and public buildings in Pagai Island and Mentawai Island. 21 people were reported killed and hundreds injured.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawin tiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Katakan padaku
arti cinta yang sesungguhnya. Kau yang selalu tersenyum di hari-hariku, di setiap hembus nafasku. Tapi kau tinggalkan aku, kau pergi dariku tanpa alasan yang jelas. Kini ku sadar cinta ini tak selamanya indah, tak selamanya bahagia. Ku yakin suatu saat sesungguhnya. Kau yang selalu tersenyum di hari-hariku, di setiap hembus nafasku. Tapi kau tinggalkan aku, kau pergi dariku tanpa alasan yang
Voice of Indonesia. The next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia and Japan keep improving cooperation in the manufacturing sector through a number of strategic steps and implementation of the commitments that have been made. One of the agendas that are focus of the two countries is the completions of the protocols for amendments to the Indonesia-Japan Economic Partnership Economic Agreement, IJEPA, which will be announced by the leaders of the two countries at the G20 summit in Bali in November 2022. Indonesian Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita in his statement last Thursday said that his side will open wider access and more substantive offer. Hopefully, this will be a win-win solution for both parties. According to Minister Agus Gumiwang, for several issues that are still being negotiated in the IJEPA cooperation, they include trade in goods, services, economic cooperation, movement of individuals to the rule of origin. There are also issues related to industry, implementation of cooperations in the field of industrial sector development through new manufacturing industry development center, new MEDAC and improve offer for steel products. While on the agenda of the G20 presidency, the Indonesian Ministry of Industry expects support from the Minister of Economy, Trade and Industry of Japan for the sustainability of industrial inclusions in discussions at the G20 forum. In trade, investment and industry, the working group of the G20 Indonesia 2022 presidency, the government proposes industrial inclusions in the discussions of the G20 forum and hopes that the discussion of industrial issues can be carried out sustainably. In the zero draft ministerial statement on trade, investment and industry, which has been distributed to G20 members, Indonesia proposes an alternative to the establishment of an industry working group. It is a forum for discussing industrial issues in the next G20 presidency. On one hand, the Minister of Economy, Trade and Industry of Japan, Nishimura Yasutoshi, expressed his appreciation for the Indonesian presidencies at the G20 and support the discussion of industrial issues to be continued. On the other hand, Indonesia expects Japan's support to achieve zero emission through innovative technology cooperation.
Voice of Indonesia.
Datangnya pagi, yeah.
Oh senangnya berlari ke tepi pantai,
mendaki ke atas gunung.
Ku tahan benar rasi bintang.
Aku tak percaya astrologi.
Oh asiknya menyelam di
dari ketinggian.
Kita
selalu berbeda,
tak sama,
tak masalah.
Tapi kan sadari, seribu alasan kita akan berbeda, berjuta alasan untuk saling mengerti. Terindah dari Tuhan berjalan beriringan, tercipta harmoni membuat segalanya lebih indah.
Oh, tak ada yang sama,
tak perlu dipaksakan,
asalkan kita saling mengerti. Berbeda.
Berjuta alasan untuk saling mengerti.
Anugerah terindah dari Tuhan berjalan beriringan. Terciptalah harmoni membuat segalanya. Seribu alasan kita berbeda. Berjuta alasan untuk saling mengerti.
Sampai
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
RRI was office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello VOI listeners. In today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we take you to East Nusa Tenggara, where 90% of people in East Manggarai, East Nusa Tenggara, work as farmers, both field and paddy field farmers. They live at one with nature. Everything related to planting various types of horticulture is always preceded by traditional rituals that respect the universe and God the Creator. Therefore, it is not surprising why the people of East Manggarai have various traditional rituals related to agriculture. One of them is the Umbiro ritual, which is carried out on the edge of the field when the rice begins to be filled. Umbiro ritual is held to ask the universe, ancestors, and God the Creator to give abundant results and protect rice from disturbances by spirits. Umbiro ritual is always held by farmers in East Manggarai, especially in Bengan Village, Ranakolong Village, Gunung Village, Gunung Baru Village, and the other 22 villages. Until now, local people hold Umbiro ritual on the edge of the field when the rice begins to flower, and is usually done in March. In the local language, Umbi means pool, and Ro means the name of a rogue that lives and grows in the forest. So, this ritual is like a tug of war. Uniquely, those who do Umbiro are women against men by wearing traditional songke clothes, scarves, and headdresses or head coverings. When this ritual is performed, songs related to rice also accompany the ritual. Before doing Umbiro ritual on the edge of the field, the people give offerings to nature, ancestors, and the Creator in the form of chickens, pigs, and goats, and other objects. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Hidupku. yang mengisi mimpi. Kamu, kamu, cuma kamu, yeah. Otakkan tak ganti. Kamu, kamu, cuma kamu, ku tak akan berpaling ke lain hati. Jangan kau ingat-ingat lagi masa laluku, nekatku dan tekadku untukmu. Ku buktikan dengan ku berkarya.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about Perjalanan ke Yogyakarta, which means a trip to Yogyakarta. So stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Kereta Tujuan Yogyakarta di Jalur 3, bukan? Kereta tujuan Yogyakarta di jalur 3, bukan? Which means the train to Yogyakarta is on line 3, right? This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and platform officer at Gambir train station. Dev asked the train line to Yogyakarta to the platform officer. Let's listen to the conversation.
Permisi, Bu. Kereta tujuan Yogyakarta di jalur 3, bukan?
Ya, benar. Kereta ke Yogyakarta di jalur 3.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Kereta. Kereta, which means train. Tujuan. Tujuan, which means destination. Di jalur 3. Di jalur 3, which means on line 3. Bukan. Bukan, which means right or isn't it. Kereta tujuan Yogyakarta di jalur 3, bukan? Kereta tujuan Yogyakarta di jalur 3, bukan? Which means the train to Yogyakarta is on line 3, right? In the conversation, you hear the question, kereta tujuan Yogyakarta di jalur 3, bukan?
Kereta tujuan Yogyakarta di jalur 3, bukan? Which means the train to Yogyakarta is on line 3, right? In the question, there is a word bukan, bukan, which means right or isn't it? It is used to confirm something. You can use it in the end of the sentence. Besides the word bukan, bukan, which means right or isn't it, to confirm something, you can use the question word apakah, apakah, which means is or do, which is placed in the beginning of the sentence. Let's listen to the other examples of questions to confirm something. Apakah, apakah, which means is or do. Apakah pesawat tujuan Lombok ada di pintu 2? Apakah pesawat tujuan Lombok ada di pintu 2? Which means, is the plane leaving for Lombok in gate 2? To inform something in an informal conversation, the word bukan, bukan, is shortened to kan. For example, ini kereta ke Yogyakarta kan? Ini kereta ke Yogyakarta kan? Which means, this is the plane going to Yogyakarta, isn't it? Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Permisi, Bu. Kereta tujuan Yogyakarta di jalur 3, bukan?
Ya benar, kereta ke Yogyakarta di jalur 3.
Well listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volkom, de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Thank you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listeners, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Jika Itu Yang Terbaik by Keroncong Music Story 97. The song Jika Itu Yang Terbaik is a song popularized by the band Ungu. This song was included in the first album, entitled Laguku, which was released in 2002. Created by the two personnel, namely Eki and Pasha, the song tells about a couple who have to separate because of a one-sided decision. Alright listener, here is Keroncong Music Story 97 with the Keroncong song Jika Itu Yang Terbaik. Happy listening!
Jika itu memang terbaik.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.